Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
You're not yourself when you're hurt. And if we're not expectant today, we may not receive all that God has for us because we have maybe walls that we've built up over time. So I want to take a second real quick. I always say praise always helps. Can we just give our best praise to the Lord this morning before we get started? God, we're thankful you brought us here, but you didn't bring us here to stop here, God. You got it there for us. We are on our way. If we just trust you, we receive it and we believe it. So let's prepare our hearts to receive all that God has for us. You know, my son Liam, he is 10 months old. He just turned 10 months, and he's learning the new version of what a word we call hurt. And there's a difference between hurting on the inside and physical hurt. He's been crawling around trying to stand up on things. He fell and hit his face against the coffee table the other day. And, you know, you pick him up and, yeah, I heard you. Oh, yeah, I know. Everybody loves Liam. Like, you know, he just doesn't know. And the other day he fell over this toy and I picked him up. And what's funny is when he's happy, he says, dad, 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 dad. But when he gets hurt, he says, mama, mama. I said, no, what about dad, dad? Dad, dad's here, buddy. Come on. I'm like, man, I'm failing as a dad. So dads, I need all the dad tricks. So put them in the comments, okay? I need all the advice I can get. But Liam's in a new season of life because he's learning hurt for the first time. And he doesn't know how to react to hurt. And he's starting teething right now. Anybody ever had kids? Anybody? Anybody? A lot of y'all. I saw Tots. Come on, Faith Kids was full Earth City. Like, y'all having kids. And so he's teething right now, and it's a whole new hurt because his attitude changes. He all of a sudden doesn't want mama. He wants dada. And then the next day, he doesn't want dada. He wants mama. Why? Because we're not ourselves when we're hurt. And so the other day, I went and grabbed him. He you could tell he was in bad pain. I have this little organic medicine stuff that we give him that helps his gums. And I went to go give it to him. And when I picked him up, I gave it to him. And he looked at me and he said, smack. He smacked me right in the face. And I said, wow, you can tell he's hurt because we're not ourselves when we're hurt. So on your way in today, at all locations, our greeters and ushers, they handed you a Snickers bar. And as you saw in that commercial, is we're not ourselves when we're hungry, but I want to submit this to you today that we're not ourselves when we're hurt. And if you walked in one way today, I'm hoping that you don't walk out the same. That maybe today is the day that you start to let that hurt be gone, to start to put it at the foot of the cross, to start to really give it up to God, to start to really say, you know what, I want to find healing so I can have all that God has for me. Because maybe we can be like Liam, and many of us are maybe going through hurt, you know, different kinds of hurt for the first time. But can I tell you, we aren't ourselves when we're hurt. And we'll find this in the scripture in Matthew 18, 21, verse 21 through 22. It says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? He said, until seven times? I mean, how many believed? I mean, seven times sounds good. I mean, if you're like me, like two times is tough. Like, you ever had somebody do you wrong? You're like, not again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Six of us. Okay, that's okay. And watch what he says here, though. He says, until seven times, but until 70 times seven. That's pretty much until he's saying, until we lose track. But isn't it crazy about hurt people? Like, hurt people are unpleasant to be around. Hurt people are typically angry. And sometimes, if you're like me, that anger in the dark place can turn to depression. Yeah. Isn't it funny how you ever been hurt, and when you're hurt, you just make bad decisions? Like, or you've seen it in a friend. Come on, you may not be like, yeah, that's me, but we've all seen it in a friend. Like, he just goes from bad relationship to bad relationship, making bad decision after bad decision. Or we see somebody that's hurt, and you say, oh, they just did that because they're hurt. Pastor David puts it this way. He says, hurt people. Anybody know? Hurt people. Say it with me. Say, hurt people, hurt people. So at all locations today, I want you to do this. Actually, I want to get in this camera real quick. I want you to do this for me. I want you to raise both hands in the air. Like you just don't care. Yeah. No, okay, not we ain't dancing. Raise both hands high. And when I say this, if you identify with one of them, I want you to put your hand down, okay? Okay, how many of us have ever had a bitter heart? Put your hand down. How many of us, that's a lot of hands that just went down. How many of us have had our heart hurt in a relationship? Put a hand down. How many of us, when we've been hurt, we've caused hurt in others on purpose? Put a hand down. How many of us are sitting here today and say that there's an unresolved hurt in my heart? Put your hand down. The last, how many of us, we have a hurt that we say, we know we should forgive that person, but we haven't? Put your hand down. I want you to take a look around all locations, even online. Come on, online. I hope you are participating today. Maybe you're participating in the chat. Put that two-hand emoji up. But when I look around here, I don't see any hands left. And see, what I wanted to show you today is the enemy will tell you that you're the only one that's went through some hurt. The enemy will tell you you're the only one that's had some bitterness. The enemy will tell you you're the only one that can't keep a relationship. But I want you to see today across all locations, it just ain't you and I. We've all been there before. Why? Because we aren't ourselves when we're hurt. But see, Pastor David taught me at a young age. He said, Austin, real destruction isn't from the outside in, it's from the inside out. You know, many of us, we know this scripture I'm about to share, but I want to give you a new version today. I want to add to it. We could call it the amplified, the amplified squared. But Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. How many know that scripture? You declare it over your life. If you don't, I want to encourage you to declare it every day. But here's the part I want you to add to this scripture, okay? No weapon formed against me shall prosper, including myself. A lot of us, we are holding on to these hurts, and we're actually hurting ourselves beyond what happened. We are allowing the one moment to carry over into today. And that person doesn't know maybe what they did, or maybe they did that thing in the dark that only you and them know about, but now you've tried to carry it, now you identify with it. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody today, but you've allowed the hurt to identify who you are. But I'm here to tell you today that Christ didn't say, I came so that you could identify in your hurt, in your pain, in your unforgiveness. He said that I came that you would have life and life more abundant, that you identify in me as I identify in you. I have a peace that surpasses all understanding. I have forgiveness for thee and forgiveness for thee. But all we have to do is really forgive that hurt to really receive that forgiveness. And some of us have to forgive ourselves because we've carried it too long. But we become a prisoner of the hurt. We start to get a hard heart. We start to get mad. And can I tell you this? Is as I found this in my own life, that my hurt starts to just separate me from the people that God might have called into my life to be a blessing and help me do all that God has purposed on me. Can I tell you that's the same for you? We may be, come on, you've been here before. You've said this prayer. Come on, you know this, that you've been praying for the right people, but you also at the same time have this fighting mechanism. When people come, you start shoving them off. No, not that person, not that person, not that person. Come on, Lord, bring me the right people. Not that person, not that person. And he's saying, if you would just put the hurt down, the people have been there all along. And I didn't come to point the finger at anybody today. I came to show you, you and I, we aren't the same. When we're hurt, Ferguson, we aren't the same Sunset Hills when we carry the hurt all the way from then to now. And I'm hoping today that we can unpack that because our healing begins in our hearts before it shows up in our lives. And many of us, we're wearing our hurt on our sleeves like it is our identity. You ever walked into somewhere and they give you a name tag? And then you just walk around and people say whatever's on your name tag? Anybody like me, and sometimes you just put a random name to see how many people notice? I do that at Starbucks, too. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Eduardo. They're like, how do you spell that? I'm like, I don't know. But some of us, we walk around with this identifier of a hurt that happened. But it's okay. I want to give you something today. It's okay to identify with it, but please don't identify by it. Hey, I was hurt, but I'm not going to be the hurt. It might have happened then, but I'm not going to carry it with me now. because our reference point can no longer be in the past. Many people, as I talk, and if you're like me, I had a hurt that I carried and allowed to come into my present. It allowed to stay with me for 8-9 years. And I really just had to forgive the person, and they didn't even know. They didn't even know I was still holding on to it. But can I encourage somebody today to quit allowing that reference point of I'm hurt? No. You might have been hurt, but you're saved. You're healed. You're full of grace. You're full of favor. Because what we do when we identify with the hurt is we say that God's not bigger than our hurt, because for some reason we say he can't heal it, because we've been identifying with it. But 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Watch this. It says, behold, all things are what? Are become new. That means our past is our past, and our present right now, our future is brand new. If you said that salvation prayer today at all locations, your future, even starting now, is brand new. All things passed away. And can I tell you, we got baptism weekend coming up in October. You got to make sure to sign up for it, because baptism is an outward sign of that inward decision you made today to say, you know what, Lord, I want to follow you for the rest of my life. But we're not ourselves when we're hurt. So I want to give you a few things today of why we shouldn't hold on to hurt. The first thing is this. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. It costs me more than I want to pay. I'm going to say it again. It costs me more than I want to pay. Watch this. Job 21, it says, some men stay happy until the day they die. Others have no happiness at all because they live and die with bitter hearts. Faith Church, I got a question for you. How many of us are being costed something right now? That's not good grammar, but it's good theology. How many of us, this hurt is costing us something? It's costing our joy. It's costing our happiness. It's costing us our peace. It's costing us our joy. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So put strength there, because if it's costing me my joy, it's costing me my strength. How many of us it's costing us that relationship? How many of us it's costing us that promotion, that job, because maybe at the office we're known as Negative Nancy, because they know what we're saying at the water cooler? But because we're hurt from the last boss, we're hurt from the last relationship, we're hurt from the last thing, it's costing us more than we can afford. Man, we've been praying for the promotion, but the Bible says that we have power of death and life in the power of the tongue. So the words we've been speaking in negativity that we've been pulling up and bringing back life to the hurt, God's actually saying, if you would stop doing that, the blessing would be on its way. But we keep glorifying the hurt instead of glorifying our God. God, I know you're bigger than any situation. You're bigger than any hurt, but I have to just surrender it to you. You know, there was a video that went viral on YouTube a while back, and it was called Ouch, Charlie. Anybody ever seen that? And if you're joining us on Faith TV, you're in the United Kingdom or South Africa, I know you know this. And basically, this kid kept putting his finger in his little brother's mouth. And he kept biting down on his finger. And he'd say, ouch, Charlie. And he'd smile. The parents are videoing it. He'd do it again. Ouch, Charlie. Charlie bit me. And he put it in another time. And he goes, ouch, 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 Charlie bit me. And that really hurt. It's funny, but why do we keep allowing people to do that to us in life? They hurt us a little bit. They hurt us a little bit. But we keep going back for more. That bad relationship after bad relationship, the hurt after hurt. Well, they didn't mean it. They won't do it again. Come on, you need to get out of that abusive relationship, and you just need to move on and say, no. You don't understand the purpose that God has on my life. I'm not going to allow you to hurt me anymore. Somebody say, ouch, Charlie. Ouch, Charlie. Your accents were good. That was nice. But we have to quit allowing the hurt, because when people show us who they are, we have to believe them. But some of us, we won't release it because we can still function with it. Like, I've been hurt for so long, I don't know how I would identify or what I would do without it. Like, how do I act different if I'm not the one in my friend group that has been abused? How would I act if I'm the one that isn't the one that always had bad relationships? How would I act if I'm no longer the one on social media that is where people are meeting me in my pain point? Can I tell you that people don't just need pain, they need to know a solution. They need to know that there's a God that loves them, that can lift them up. And if we're gonna be a testament and a testimony, we got to choose to come. Hey, I might have been in the pit, but I'm coming out. I might have been in the valley, but I'm coming out. The scripture says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But also, I got to let go of my hurt. We have to. If we're going through it, go through it. Don't stop. Just keep going, because it's going to cost us more. It's going to cost us more than we want to pay. Hebrews 12:15, it says, look after each other so that you keep living in God's grace. Be gracious to each other. See that no root of bitterness grows up among you, because if you become bitter about anything, catch this, not just few things, it says anything, you'll miss God's grace, and that will cause much trouble. Not some trouble, but much trouble. Can I tell you, some of us, because we're holding on to our hurt, the reciprocation of that, whatever you give, it will be given unto you, but also what you hold on to will continue to show itself in your life, that may be why things are happening. We say, Lord, why is this happening? He's like, because you just won't let go and move on. But it says a bitter person will poison and ruin everyone else. You know, sometimes we have to embrace where we are so we can change where we're headed. So today I hope we're identifying, maybe I do have some hurt still on the inside. Maybe I still do have some strife. Maybe I still do have some bitterness and frustration in that business partner, the relationship, that thing that happened to you that only you know, that person did to you. You are not defined by that happening, by the way. Like, you can turn this thing around. You have a plan. You have a purpose on your life. But don't keep allowing the enemy to steal that from you. The next thing is this. Point two, it's heavier than I want to carry. Proverbs 27:3, it says, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but the resentment caused by a fool is heavier than both. You are only hurt. You only hurt yourself with your anger, Job 18. You know, recently we were going on a two-day trip to Dallas. Morgan and I, we were packing, and my sister Ashton was going with us, and we were going to see my sister Ella's senior day there in Dallas to go watch her cheerlead, and it was so fun. We're packing up, and I'm like, yo, 2 days? Okay, I got my backpack. I got my small carry-on. Boom, I'm good. And I walk downstairs, and all of a sudden the girls are like, I said, y'all got some big suitcases. They say, yeah, it's heavy. So I went over, I said, oh, you know we're going for 2 days, right? 2 days. They said, hey, you just don't know what we're going to do. Come on, every girl understands this. I had to bring these shoes, and what if we go here, and what if we go there, and I don't know if it's going to be hot. What if it rains? What if it's cold? What? 2 days. 19 outfits. I'm just saying, we could at least bring it down to 10. A couple girls in the audience are like, no, increase it, girl. Two bags. Only one? No better. But again, I don't care what location you're at today. We get into the car, and we've all been there, right? We've all traveled, maybe overpacked a bag. And so we get in the car, we get to the airport, we're unloading, and we go, and Morgan goes, hey, can I get your backpack? I said, oh, sure. And I got my backpack and my carry-on. I give her my backpack. I thought, wow. She wants to carry my bag. She said, yeah, I'll carry yours, but can you carry mine? I said, well, I pack my bags. You packed yours. And I said, why won't you carry your bag? She said, because it's too heavy to carry. Many of us in our lives, we're carrying around these heavy bags and just expecting other people to carry them for us. We pull in our old baggage, our old relationships, our old hurts, and we put that and project that on our next spouse, our next relationship, our next business partner. I can't invest with you because I invested with them and it went wrong. That's not fair, because God's like, this is that opportunity, Austin, you've been praying for, but because you're bringing that baggage, it's too heavy to carry. It's going to cost you more than you can afford, and sometimes you just got to let the baggage lay. But many of us were carrying that hurt just like a baggage into every relationship, every situation. And can I tell you, some of us just have to drop it. You know, I recently preached a message on a Tuesday night called Drop It. I'd encourage you to go check it out on the website. But there's some things we can't carry any longer, because if we're holding on to them, we can't pick up what's next. But it's too heavy for us to carry. You know, and many of us, hurt is acting like an anchor. A hurt is keeping us in a place we don't want to be, but we can't figure out why we can't leave. Like, this Snickers is so small, but yet when I try to walk away, this is my hurt. Come on. Come on, man. Something so small can keep us anchored to a place way longer than we should be there. And some of y'all are probably like, what is he doing? I'm trying to represent that small hurt that's on the inside of us, that's keeping us back from the path that God has for us. Because what did the scripture say? Watch this. What did scripture say? Did it say hurt is the anchor for our soul? No. What did it say? It says hope is the anchor. Hope, not hurt, is our anchor for our soul. There's supposed to be an anchor for us. It's for our soul. It's for our healthiness. It's for being able to be. If we're healthy, I can give all of me to someone. But when I'm hurt, I'll stay in a place that I was never meant to be. I'll stay too long. I'll have an overstay. Any of y'all ever had somebody come into your house and they overstay their welcome? And you're like, get out. It's time for you and your dirty laundry and all your shoes at my front door to just get on getting on. Come on, our city, Ferguson. It's crazy when you think about it, though. Because maybe you're online today and you're at your house and you're looking around and you think, man, this isn't the house I want to be in. And you have dreams and aspirations. But maybe, can I tell you, that hurt we've been holding on to will even affect the blessing that God has for us. You know, Morgan and I always talk about it. We have to release those things on the inside that we call blessing blockers. I don't want to block the blessing that God has for us. So to receive all that God has, I got to put down all the things that God never told me to pick up. Because it's too heavy. It's heavier than I want to carry. And that scripture I gave you a moment ago is Hebrews 6:19. It says, this hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Another version says, firm and secure. And some of us are anchored up to something, someone that we were never meant to be anchored up to. So today's the day I want to encourage you to cut the rope, to let the anchor drop, to maybe pull the anchor up and say, I'm moving on and I'm moving forward. Because God never called me to stop here, but I had to get here so I could get there. Come on, somebody. I had to get here so I could get there. And some of us, maybe what that thing is that's anchoring us is it's not just a relationship, but it's the hatred, it's the anger, it's the bitterness, resentment that is keeping us from fully seeing God's will for our life. But can I tell you this? Is God doesn't want what happened to you in the past to paralyze you in the present. Don't allow what happened then to stop you from moving forward. Now, we were never meant to carry it. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for us. The third thing I want to give you is this. If you're taking notes, write this down. If you're in the chat, put this in the chat for me. It will bury you if you bury it. I'm going to say it again. It will bury you if you bury it. To worry yourself to death with resentment is foolish. It's a senseless thing to do, Job 5:2. Ecclesiastes 5:17, all they get are days full of sadness, sorrow, and they end up sick, defeated, and angry. James 1:20, we see, it says, if you are angry and cannot do any of the good things that God wants done. I'll say it this way, what you bury, if you don't deal with it, will ultimately bury you. If we bury and suppress the feelings, if we bury and suppress the rejection, if we bury and suppress those things that only you know about, the addictions, the alcohol, the pornography, the cheating, whatever it is, if you bury it, it'll ultimately bury you. You know, the other day I had a friend, they called me, they said, hey man, be praying for the family. He was out drinking, got drunk, and was driving, and he didn't make it home. He had a bad car accident. Be praying for the family. Can I tell you that thing, the hurt he kept suppressing with the alcohol, it ultimately, not only just spiritually, but physically, it buried him. And for us, if we don't allow healing and forgiveness in our heart, ultimately that hurt, that thing on the inside of us, if we keep just pressing it down, ultimately it's going to come up in one way or another. And so I want to encourage somebody today, don't allow yourself to keep burying that thing. Pull it up, cleanse yourself out, wash yourself out. And I'm telling you that if we just forgive, that we will see all that God has for us. But whatever you bury, if you don't deal with it, it'll ultimately bury you. You know, it reminds me a lot of my mom's first marriage, Pastor Nicole's first marriage. It was crazy. It wasn't my dad, by the way. I know there's always some different confusion around it. My dad's actually streaming from Texas today. I love you, Dad. But her first marriage, this guy would beat her, and I would watch her, watch it happen. When we would come home and flower pots would be broke, all over the electronics smashed, holes in the walls, and then he would come later that night and he'd bang on the door, strung out on whatever he was on, crack, coke, you name it. And I remember walking through this, and it caused so much hurt in my heart because for so long I had to walk into my mom's room and my mom would be getting out of the wall with wall dust on her. She'd be like, oh, it's okay, baby. I just fell. And I was smart enough as a kid to know, my, you ain't that like clumsy. Come on. And I started to put the pieces together, but what I started to do was get a hard heart full of bitterness, full of hurt. And can I tell you, all the way back at this, I said hurt people, hurt people. I went through middle school, I went through high school, even a part of college where all I wanted to do was hurt people because it made me feel better physically. I'd say stuff to them. I would try to pick a fight because I knew I could hurt them. I want to be honest today because some of y'all looking at me like, wow, you're a pastor. Here's the deal. I'm not ashamed of it. I wish I would have never done it. But I was made new when I gave my life to Christ. Can I tell you, we're not ourselves when we're hurt. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to live it out. I'm telling you, you don't have to just continue to go on with this hurt anymore. You can have healing. You can walk forward with boldness and know that God created you with a purpose and a plan. But we keep identifying with our hurt and we keep allowing it to change our emotions. But just because somebody hurts us doesn't mean that we need to hold on to the hurt. Luke 23:34, it says this. It says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Many of us, we've been holding on, but how, let me ask you this, how can we not forgive if we've been forgiven? It says this in Colossians 3:13, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. So you must, not you might, it says you must forgive others. And I want to forgive others, but it's ultimately because I was forgiven. In Matthew 6:15, it actually says this, and this is weighty. It says, if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive our sins. That's the scripture. So I want to encourage you today. Let's quit holding back all that God has for us because we're identifying and holding on to the hurt. Let's truly forgive. Let's give it to God. Say, I don't want to hurt any longer. I'm not going to identify with that hurt. I want to move forward with all that God has for my life. Because can I tell you this, holding on to hurt is like drinking poison and hoping it hurts the other person. But the good news is there's an antidote to hurt, and it's called forgiveness. So today, if you are hurting, you just really do have to forgive. And I'm going to give you three things as we wrap up. Three easy things of how we can forgive. Are you ready? Number one is this. How to let go of the hurt. You have to, one, give it to God. It says, whenever you pray, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Just leave it and let it go in order that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your failings and shortcomings and let them drop. Mark 11:25. And what is needed everywhere is for people to lift their holy hands in prayer instead of having angry disputes and resentment. 1 Timothy 2:8. The second thing is this. We have to have grace. If we want grace, we have to have grace. And it says this, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you, Ephesians 4:32. God says, my grace, my gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And I'm going to give you the last one. If you're writing it down, Weldon Spring, Ferguson, Florissant, Earth City, Sunset. If you're on rebroadcast, come on Royal Palm. I'm going to be there at the 11:40, by the way, so get ready. It's going to be great. But this is the last one. Are you ready? Are you ready? You have to let it go. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, let it go. Come on, look at your other neighbor and say, let it go. Come on, you got to go frozen on this. Say, let it go, let it go. What will a snowman do in summer? If you've never seen Frozen, it's a great flick. What I'm doing here is I want you to laugh a little bit because sometimes letting it go can be the hardest part. But if we just do it, we'll find that joy. If you've been missing that joy, it's on the other side of this forgiveness. And watch what the scripture says. It says, judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive or let it go and you will be forgiven. That's in Luke 6. I want to give you this. Forgiveness is not about keeping score. It's about losing count. So at all locations today, I want you to go ahead and stand with me. If you're in your home today, if you're driving, obviously continue to stay seated. But as you stand, I want to encourage you that forgiveness, again, is not about keeping score. It's about losing count. How many of us today just need to go ahead and throw away the scorecard? We need to say, you know what, on my way out, I'm gonna act like I'm throwing it away because mentally I really got to walk through this process because as a man or woman thinketh, so are they. So today I'm going to think healed because I am healed. I'm going to think unhurt because my hurt is no longer. And I'm going to give it to you, God. And the scripture I gave you at the beginning was really the text that I wanted to unpack is then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall I forgive a brother who sinned against me? He said, 7 times. He said, no, 70 times 7. And what basically I really believe he was trying to say to him is until you lose track. Because here's the deal. I'm good at math, but right now I can't even remember what 70 times 7 is. And somebody just blurted it out. We get it. You're good. It was impressive, actually. But keep doing it. Keep forgiving. Keep forgiving. Keep forgiving. Don't let the hurt define you. It's going to cost us more than we want to pay. It's heavier than we really want to carry. And I'm telling you right now, God is about to do something on the other side of this if we truly just allow Him to do a work in us. Because remember, it'll bury us if we bury it. So again, we got to give it to God. We got to have grace. Let it go, let it go. We just got to let it go. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I got a question before I pray for you. As you're sitting here today, maybe you said, you know what? I do have some hurt on the inside of me. I have some bitterness, resentment, that I really haven't, like, taken care of it, that I really haven't forgiven that person. If you're like me, you're like, yeah, I forgave them, but then you really carried it into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You've been carrying it for years. I want to encourage you today, though. Maybe today is the day that you're challenged, but in small groups and connect groups this week is when you really find your healing. If you're not in a connect group, you got to get in one. But if you say today, you know what, Pastor, I do have some hurt and resentment on the inside of me. I do need to forgive that person. Across all locations today, even at home, come on, I want you to just raise your hand if that's you. Nobody's looking around. Nobody's looking around. So many hands. I want to pray for you. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity, God, that we want to give you that hurt. God, we no longer identify with it, but we identify in you. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we give this thing to you today. We put it at your feet. We put it down. We quit carrying it. We leave the luggage here. When we leave today, we're not taking it with us. Because God, as we had that Snickers bar, we know we're not ourselves when we're hurt. So Father, we leave it here and we move on. And we thank you that you're ultimately the great healer. God, we ask you to fill us full of joy, fill us full of happiness, fill us full of those emotions that we've been missing out on for so long, God, that we can carry it in and give our friends, our relationships, our circles, the best us that we have to give. Because we're not ourselves when we're hurt, and we want to move forward in joy. And we receive it today in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, and everybody said amen. Come on, and everybody said amen. Amen. Hey, I want you to be seated for just a moment. You know, at all locations today, again, on the way in, I gave you the Snickers bar. And there's a twofold on this. One, I want you to see it as a sign, hey, you're not yourself when you're hurt. Because we aren't. But the second thing is this, is I want to put it in your hand today as a figurative thought of a seed. Because a seed unsown is a harvest that can't be reaped. And if we can't sow a seed, we will never reap what God has. And the Bible says it this, it says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It'll actually be put in our lap. Watch, in Luke 6:37. For with measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. Early in the verse it says, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and it will be put right in our lap. But can I just show you for a second? An unsown seed. Let's see if anything happens. Still same. But if I take it, what God told me, hey, steward this, share this, give this, return the tithe, give an offering. If I say, okay, here you go. Then God's over here saying, hey, bro, since you gave, look at what I have for you. But the Bible says, again, it's more blessed to give than to receive, and that it's about a continual exchange. And when I find myself keep giving, I just keep giving, and all of a sudden I just keep going, there's more blessings in here, God. And it keeps getting bigger. It started small, but then it keeps getting bigger. It started small, but then it just keeps getting bigger. It started small, but it just keeps getting bigger. And can I tell you, it's not about an amount. We don't give to get, but it is more blessed to give than to receive. I want to give you this last piece. Pastor David always taught us kids. He said, Austin, generosity is a mindset and a heart posture, not a number. When you go to Taco Bell, I'm going to show you. You could spend $20 or you could spend $10 and pay for that kid's meal and your meal. Watch this. Hey, we want to pay for your meal. We pay for it and then watch what happens. He taught us generosity. But now can I tell you, paying for someone's Taco Bell is not putting God first. Putting God first, he said, bring it to my storehouse. So that it can be food in my house. So we give the tithe and the offering to God's house so that we can go out and change the world together. This last thing before I pray over your offering, remember this. We don't give to a church, we give through a church. So today, let's posture our hearts. Let's ask God, God, what will you have me do? And let's watch God multiply the seed that we sow and watch how he brings it back into our lives. Amen. You know, there's so many different ways you'll be able to give, but would you go ahead and stretch your hand to the front? I just want to pray for you today. If you're online, it's there at the bottom. If you're at your locations, it's on the screen, or you have the envelopes in front of you. But let me pray for you. Father, we just thank you. God, we know that a seed that leaves our hand, it never leaves our life, but God, it brings forth the harvest we want to see in the days, the months, the years to come. God, we know that it's not about giving to get, but it's about leaving a legacy over our family. You said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So, Father, we trust you in this. We return the tithe and we give an offering. So, Father, I ask right now that you bless us in every area in Jesus' name. Come on, and everybody said amen and amen. Hey, I want to go ahead and have the ushers come forward and serve you today at all locations. And what I'm excited for is here's the thing. God is doing some amazing things. If you haven't gotten into a Connect group, we just launched Connect groups last weekend. Get into a Connect group. Maybe you said, man, I'm finding that hurt in my heart. I'm finding forgiveness. I'm letting go of the hurt. But I want to encourage you to continue that conversation in Connect groups this weekend. But hey, let's check out FC News and see what's happening right here at our church. Check out the screens.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword, It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.